Well, right here on the left, where Tepelman's is, around there, it was the Crescent Movie Theater. We're talking about the late 1940s. And before that, it was Larousie's dry goods store. Actually, he drowned on his way to New York on the Furacell. They were going to work out some contract for movie theaters. And J.J. Duff, I think, ended up with the rights to the movie theater. It had a reputation for being smelly, a fish, because the store and the theater was basically over the wharf and that, not where fish was being shipped around the world, I guess would be the way to put it. That was closed when I was a kid in the 40s. But up to the right is where the York Theater was, which was the biggest moving cinema in St. John's. It's now burnt down. And that was well on the go when I was a young kid. And the York would have the movies for 3 or 4 days a week. And the 3 or 4 days before they came here, they're up at the Nickel Theater up there by the Basilica. So it'd be 3 or 4 days there and then 3 or 4 days down here. And there was Las LaRue, Johnny Mac Brown, Hopalong Cassidy, people like that. And we knew them all.